is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. I'm just gracious today to him, to all my brothers and sisters in the gospel, according to Jesus Christ. And one of our visiting ministers today, Reverend Joshua Williams. We thank God for him today being with us today, and it is a blessing from on high. And today I want to share with you a few encouraging words. This is what we say it is our Black History Month, which is the shortest month in the year. Now, I don't know how much Congress thought about us, but they gave the least amount of days that we can trouble them, and that we'll bring back to their remembrance those things that happened to us in our transition to America. First of all, I'd like to say this is very troubling, that when whoever it was, they say, discovered America, he did not discover America. They already had people here in America, mainly the Indians, deriving from the Ishmaelites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, all these people being here. You know, in the early time, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, sons of Noah. Now, you must know without a shadow of a doubt, we dispersed the whole earth. The Lord sent us every space on the entire earth. He put us in that place. We're still here. We make up 80%, 87% of the whole universe. We do, people of color. That's not in the school book. It's only found in the Bible. And you got to study it in to see it, because when came King James, when he had his people interpreting what the word said, they didn't have enough knowledge to confine all the words to keep the meaning what the Lord said. It takes something to be an interpreter. So then, I'm proud to be black, first of all. And I don't see nobody on earth that I want to be like. All I can see is Jesus. He said, none but the pure in heart shall see God. And he said, he was the way. He's the honest way. And if you don't come through him, he said, you can't get to the Father. So I believe I need to try to look like Jesus. And how do I look like Jesus? By walking in the righteousness of God. He was the righteousness of God. We need to walk like him. We got all kind of walks, y'all, in this life. And it's the wrong walk, though. I hate to hurt your feelings. It's the wrong walk. You got to walk like Christ. I realize we get up in the morning, all of us dress, comb our hair, brush our teeth, and all these things, and get in the mirror and stay in there 20, 30 minutes trying to make ourselves look good and all that. That's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that. God wants you to look gorgeous. Because I remember the first queen of the Israelites, Queen Esther, she stayed a whole year before, huh? Taking care of herself and 6 months being anointed and praying and fasting and everything. And I'm just to show you. And then when she walked before the king, he almost melted looking at that pretty woman. God help us. She was something to look at. You know, they come out with that picture about the day the earth stood still. It stood still then. She looked good. There's nothing wrong with looking good. God wants you to look good. See, he wasn't Jesus Christ himself. He didn't try to look good. He took everything on himself to look bad so we can look good. Sacrifice himself. Today, we need to start trying to look more like Jesus every day. Well, we need to start at home first, then at the church. Not in society, but at home and then in the church, looking good. When we start looking good, we got to get in the book and look in this mirror. Help us, Lord. Let's look in this mirror here and see how good we look. And when this mirror here justifies my looks, then I know I'm all right then. I know I'm going to be all right. When this mirror here, the mirror of life, justifies how I look, I'm all right. And if it's not justifiable, that means I got to let the word churn me a little bit more. Because it hadn't got all the spots and wrinkles out of me. We make excuses today when we say ain't nobody perfect. That's a good alibi. But we got to strive to be perfect. Perfect means mature. Perfect means grown up. Perfect means I'm able to any hill that I come up on, I can climb it. Where our faith at today? People push stuff in front of us and say, he can't get there. We're supposed to take every mountain we see by faith in Jesus Christ. And today we need to know that the man that's inside of us, the spirit of the man that's inside of us, can cause us to conquer everything and anything. Can't nothing stop us if we got our mind set in Christ Jesus. Nothing can stop us. We realize that we've been in slavery for a long time. Physical slavery is still going on in the world right today, even in the United States. And you say, Pastor, how are we enslaved in the United States? Well, they got so many laws now in the United States of America till they can set laws to make you do like they want you to do. Then when you don't do what they want, they put you in jail. You have to pay big fines. So you're enslaved. We got to work ourselves to death to try to pay them fines so we can stay out of jail, we can keep a job. The system is set up not to help you, but to destroy you. It's just like in the land of Egypt when they try to kill all the boy babies to get to the king because they heard the prophecy. They knew the prophecy, and they want to get them boy babies out the way. And guess what, y'all? Don't you run out of here. Hold on to your bench. Them was little black boy babies, huh, that they was killing. Yeah, I know they ain't tell you about it. They don't talk that kind of talk. But Jesus, God himself, told us when we get out of Egypt here, tell your son's son, their son, on down the road. Tell all of them how they treated you. Tell them how who brought you out there. Tell them who took their own hand and brought you out of the land of Egypt. Tell them how you suffered. Tell them how they did you all these years. We can't talk about that no more in real life. We're scared to say that. Think the man going to do us harm. And we got a man upstairs telling us, just go. Go in peace. Go in love. I'm going to take care of you. No harm going to come up on you. Just walk with me. We don't trust him enough yet. We don't believe in sacrificing ourselves to help somebody else. We just look out for our own self most times. Even the preacher. If you say I'm guilty, I'm just guilty. But pray for me that I walk straight according to the will of God. I'm going to try hard to walk straight as I can. It's the will of God that I do, that you do too. See, you don't cover me with a rule to make me walk straight, and then you don't walk straight. If you're going to make me walk straight, make all of us walk straight. God wants you to know that today. A lot of times you put all this burden on the pastor about he got to do this, he got to do this, the pastor got to do it, the pastor got to do it. The pastor is one person. If I just be the only one in this church walking straight, then and everybody else walking what? In error. What am I doing? I'm wasting my time. The Bible said nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. I believe it. Let me stop torturing you because I know you're holding on to your seats tight. You're scared of what I might say next. God bless you today. In the book of Hebrew, about the 12th chapter, I'm going to read a little bit and talk to you a little bit about yourself. And once again, what I do when I preach the word, I don't preach nothing about Paul and Silas and all that. I put myself in their place. I put myself in their place and let the word cover me like it covered them. See, the same word was in the beginning. All that word got to cover all of us. If the word don't cover you, see, we're making a lot of mistakes by saying what Paul said. What Paul said this and he said this and that and say this. Well, Paul and them gone. It's our gospel now. And it ain't got no business being hid in us. It wasn't hid in them. Why let it be hid in us? We got to bring forth. If we don't put the gospel out, people can't be saved. Listen to this, church. This is just a little bird on you. You can either dump it off like a duck. A duck go in water, get under water, and when you come out the water, all you do is just shake it off, huh? Water run right off. Just beat up. When you wax your car, I don't care how much it rains, you wax your car, it just bead right off, run right off, because you got a good wax job on it. And we as Christians supposed to be waxed in the spirit of Christ. So whatever come on us supposed to just bead off. That's what Christ wants us to see. So then, it says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before. Y'all help me now. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastisement of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Now we're going to stop there for a moment, but I need you to hear me today. If you never heard me before, I need you to hear me this day. What the word of God has said to me first, and then to us what? The word of God. If you got the Bible, you follow me. And I'm going to tell you what the word is saying. I'm going to give you, and you put your place now. You step in the word now. You, what the word talking about this morning. You yourself, personally. You're what the word talking about. Keep that in mind. Every time I see it, that's me, Lord. Y'all understand what I'm saying? That's me, Lord. If you're guilty, say, Lord, I'm guilty, forgive me. See how simple it is. That's the way the word washes us. When we see that we had fault, all we got to do is ask him, forgive us, and mean it in your heart, and he'll turn it loose. He's the only one who can do it now. The governor can't do it. The president can't do it. The governor can't do it. He need washing. Many of us need washing. By the word. The word is the only thing that can wash sin out of our life. Nothing else. We supposed to be the church of God, the church of Christ. We got so many ordeals in the church, it's a shame. Can't pray together in peace and harmony. Can't sing together sometime in peace and harmony. This didn't want to sing, that don't want to sing. This didn't want to preach, that don't want to preach. And God sent and commissioned to go out and preach the gospel to all nations, all acquaintances. Everybody that you see, preach the gospel to them. We pick our people. We pick our people. We pick where we want to go and preach it. People that we think going to accept us. No, they're going in the wrong place. Jesus said, man had 100 sheep and one went astray, lead 99, go after one that went astray. That's what we got to do. The people that really need preaching to, you need to preach to them. And stop being afraid of these people. What if God was afraid, Jesus was afraid, huh, and wouldn't tell the Father about us and our condition? We'll be in trouble. God help him. The scripture tell us, look, y'all watch yourself. Seeing we got all these witnesses, all these saved people around and about us, looking at us every day. Every day. We got to live a life that's pleasing in the sight of God. See, they got so great a cloud of witnesses. Not just a few, got many witnesses. People look at us every day. And they're talking about us every day. The preachers, the deaconesses, they talking about us every day. Because they don't want you, because you're going to come at them with Jesus stuff. They want you to leave them alone, so they're going to find a fault in you so they can make you shut your mouth. So if we're not guilty of something, then we can keep preaching. But when we're guilty, we got to shut up, right? So great cloud of witnesses surrounding about us. Now, watch this. Now, watch this. If you know anything in your life, now listen good. I'm telling you this because I love you. If anything in your life that's out there that's going to harm you, turn it loose. Turn it loose. Why? Why? Because folks are looking for faults in you. They waiting on you to error. They waiting on you to make a mistake. They waiting on you because, look, some of them jealous of you. Some of them want your position. Y'all don't hear this, do you? You say, Reb, you got to be crazy. That ain't in the church. Well, where it said that? I don't hear them boys out there. When I go out there, see, I'm not ashamed to go out in the streets and highways and hedges. Know why? Because God done fixed me. He done fixed me. I wasn't fixed. He done fixed me now. Them fellas out there on the street, hear me good. Hear me good. They have one fifth of wine. Y'all see, y'all Christians don't know about this. They got one fifth of wine. They ain't got no cups. I take a shot. You take a shot. And we don't look around like this, see who's looking. We just drink. When Jesus was there giving the Lord's Supper, help me, Jesus. When he gave the Lord's Supper, he broke all the bread. And he gave it to his disciples and said, eat. When he got ready for the cup, he took the first drink and passed it down. That's where them people get that from. Today we, help me Lord, today we, I'm so scared of some of you fellas. Help us Lord. Every time I look at it, I wipe the bottle. Huh? Jesus, he set the example for us to walk by. I remember when I was a young man, my mother was feeding me, and I couldn't digest that hard food. She'd put it in my mouth and break it up for me, then give it to me, and I was glad to get it. Nah, you better not put it in your mouth now until my a child slap it down now. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now I want you to hear me today. The Bible, I'm talking about the book now. I ain't talking about the other things, what we got around here. The book says, you got a great, great crowd of witnesses. So what you got to do is, now I'm talking about what the book says. What you do, Lionel? Lay aside every way. Anything that's holding you back, stop doing it. Now, if I drink, baby Cheryl, if I drink, I ain't going to let you see it. I ain't gonna let Faith see you. I ain't gonna let nobody see you. Know why? I want her to see me as being a perfect person. And that word keep whooping on me, I'll throw my bottle away. Nobody ever knowed anything. Because you can take it to the Lord in prayer. You ain't got a scandal of me in the street. You can just take it to God, say, Lord, save him. He got good means, but save him, Lord. Get that taste out of his mouth. And God hear your cry and he'll heal me. He said here, and he said, the things that hinder you, and then the sin which is in your life. And it's easy to throw you off course. I used to have a bad, and I still got a little bit left in me, but God working on me. People talking crazy to me all the time, talking trash, what they going to do to me, how somebody going to do this to me. And it runs me, it gets in my bloodstream, and start making me put a defense up. Because I just can't see you doing me something. I ain't doing you something, and then you're going to do me something. I can't see straight like that. So that's why you need to pray for me all the time. You're going to do me something. I don't believe in that. I ain't doing you nothing. You keep your hand to yourself. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about what Rev going to do. If you just stay in order, stay in your lane and run in your lane, you ain't going to have no trouble out of Rev. That's what we got to live every day. The stuff so easily beset you, when I see you going to cause me trouble, I'm gone. Because I know how I'm going to react. So I'm going to get out of the way. I ain't staying around you and all that. Y'all don't like the way I speak or teach the word of God, and I'm trouble for y'all. All you got to do is come to me and tell me. I'm a humble spirit guy. I know I am. Hey, we don't want you. We don't need you no more. You cause trouble in the community. You cause trouble in the church. You speak too bold. Ain't no problem. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm still going to speak bold, but what I do, I get out your feathers. Because I don't want to be no stumbling block to nobody. I get back out your feathers, and you get somebody that you can handle. Because you definitely can't handle me. That's what you got to do. Get somebody you can handle, that you can tell what to do and how to do it and all that. That ain't me. I'm doing what the Lord say, and that's what it is. That's where I get my joy, from what God say. My joy don't come from you pat me on my back and say, Reb, you tough. Oh, Reb, you tough. You ain't gonna make no fool out of me. Come on. Come on now. Come on. And he said, Lord, help us. I told you to get on out the way. Reverend Ricky Turner said the other day, said when you face critical incidents or circumstances, he said, run. Well, we have to run sometimes. You just can't stand up all the time and face everything. If you're not in prayer, deeply and rooted in prayer, sometimes you got to run. Sometimes you got to leave from where you are. Then Abraham had to leave from where he was, wasn't it? He had to go to another place. Because Lot, he told Lot, say, choose the land you want. And then these black folks, now I ain't talking about no white people. He said, Lot, choose the land you want to go to. And Lot went and got the best fertile ground on earth. And then God said, I'm sure when you're obedient to God, when you do like God wants you to do, he said, Abraham, he said, yes, sir. He said, look north, look south, look east, look west. Say, everything you see with your eyes already yours. Now, what Lot said, that means he was over Lot. See that? That's what God does to us. When they push us to the side, God will pick us up, and they couldn't understand what he's doing. So when you push me in a corner, I'm going to come out fighting, but not with a sword, not with a gun, but with the holy word of God. The Lord said, that's what we got to do. If you can remember in your life how those people, Martin Luther King and those guys back there, they didn't have no gun. They didn't have no weapon. They come preaching peace and love and joy and understanding. And guess what the people did, the secular world did? We ain't got dogs and water hoses and billy sticks and all that. We're not even cursing. We just singing holy songs to God. And they came up to what? Just beating on us, shooting water on us and all that. We hadn't did no wrong. All we asked was, please, peace. Please give us a little peace. That's all we ask for. And you beat me half to death. Boy, you got to have God to go through stuff like that. Jesus never did no wrong at all. They pierced him in the side. They beat him. They slapped him so hard. Left a handprint in his face. He was a Nazarite. They checked his beard out of his face. He never said nothing. Mess around, check my beard out of my face. Help us, Lord. Let me go over the word. The Bible said he running with patience the race that was set before him. Jesus. He's patient. He put up with our mess. Sure, he put up with our mess. We wasn't always saved, sure. We might have been good people. But the Lord put up with our mess. He took patience with us. When I was coming, I had some of the people tell me, oh, devil, look at that devil there. That's the way they handle me. Look at that devil there. And no good. Never amount to nothing. I remember all that. Still do. Still remember my mind. Every time I be reminded of it, I say, Lord, I'm going to do super good this time. I'm going to be better than I was yesterday, Lord. I'm going to sing and pray and seek the face of God every day of my life, Lord. I'm going to act like you act, Lord. I'm going to do just like you did. So when the enemy come at me, I'm going to make a fool out of them. They're going to fall at my feet according to the word of God. And I'm going to laugh at them because I got the victory in Jesus Christ. He said, look unto Jesus. Y'all hear that? Look unto who? Jesus. Now who is Jesus to look to? He made me. And he's going to be the last one that arrests me. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Look to Jesus. Today we honor, it's all right to respect people, but we honor human beings too much and lift them too high. Regardless, I'm a preacher, my name's still Lionel Smith. I'm a pastor, I'm still Lionel Smith. I still stand on the corner, stand up there. I ain't got to do nothing you do. It don't hurt me at all. I can stand on the corner of me. Thank God he give me a power of his spirit. I'm standing right there in the midst of a stone, and you can't turn me. because Jesus got me in his arm, in his bosom, and you cannot turn me because the evidence that I stand in the will of the Father. We got to come to the day, to the privilege that God has given to us. Stop running from the devil. Face him head up. But to face him, you got to be anchored. You got to be anchored. If you don't be anchored, you're going to go back in the world. The Bible says it got pity people looking at us every day. Every day of our life, folks looking at us. They're watching us. They're trying to see where we are at. But we got to stay anchored in Jesus, y'all. Got to stay looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for? The joy that was set before him. Lord, have mercy. Now watch this. That man was tortured. He was tortured, misused, abused. But guess what? He knows a hard life, what he was going. Pierced in the side, slapped, called a liar, called a whoremonger, all kind of things. But the Bible says he took all that for us. He took all that for us. And then he counted joy. It was a joy in his life to go through this stuff. How many of us today, don't lie to me now. You're lying to me, you're lying to God. That's what the book say. How many of us today glad to go through a lot of hardship? Glad to be slapped? Come on now, I tell y'all all the time, I say, if I slap you, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. That's in the book. How many of y'all want me to come slap you right now, hard as I can, and show me how much you love me by turning the other cheek? How many? Raise your hand down. Help him. Okay, but consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. That's my point. Consider Jesus, what he went through for us. And what none of us, right? He was perfect. But none of us was right. But he took his, it was joy in his life. It was joy in his life to die for me and you. Not only joy in his life, but he took all that shame. If you be the Christ, once you get yourself down, then get us down. They didn't really mean to say that. If you be the Christ, get us down. You can always get yourself down. Get us down first. I know what they was thinking. Get us down now. If you be the Christ. And forgive us right now if you be the Christ. That's what people put on us now, today. Because we say we're Christians, we are teachers for God, we're preaching for God, we're pastors for God. They say, if you so much, why you don't do this? They'll walk up to you in a minute. I know they do me. I don't know about no other preacher. Rev, you're a preacher. You need to be doing like this. People always do me that. I say, now how in the world are they going to tell me what I need to be doing? And the Lord has already told me what to do. Now they got to come up and tell me, you mean to tell me God ain't got enough sense to tell me what he want? That what you're telling me? He ain't got enough sense to tell me what he want. He sent me out there, but he don't have the ability to tell me what he want to tell me. When the Lord tell you something, you don't need no help. You just do what he's saying. He gonna fix it. Well, he said he took the shame, and not because he took the shame, took all our sin, put it, ate him up, was prosecuted for our sin. See, what was going to happen to us happened to Jesus. They killed him and prosecuted him for our sin. He took all of them. He went down with joy in that cold grave just for us. But now he say it was joy because he wanted to get back to the right hand of his Father. Ooh, that's amazing to me. When he get me up like he promised me on the third day he's going to get me up, he had faith. He believed God without doubting that on the third day he was getting up. He did. And because he got up, listen good, because Jesus got up, he picked us up. He changed our life. I'm not what I used to be. You're not what you used to be. God made a transition in our life. He took that bad attitude and turned it to love. That negativity that you always spoke about, he took that and made positivity out of it. That's Jesus. That's what he did for us. And I'm thankful to God for him, even this day. despising all the shame. Now he's at the right hand of the Father. And so consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint along in your mind. Good God Almighty. Think about what he went through, please, church. What Jesus went through. We have doubt now. Because somebody say something bad to you, use a profanity on you, hold your head up. Don't you drop your head and cry over there. If I cry over something like that, I mean I'm mad and I'm ready to put something on you, huh? But the Lord said, look, have a joy. Walk on all. You know you got the victory. The victory's in Jesus. Consider what he went through before we make our jump. Consider what he went through. All the stuff he went through for us. And he counted a joy. And when somebody talk about us, we get all upset. All out of proportion. Be ready to fight. Am I right? I can't hear it. That wench don't know what she's doing. She better ask somebody. Oh, see, I grew up in the world, y'all. I come out of the world. Y'all, see, y'all don't, that talk ain't never been to church around y'all. I done had it all, y'all. Reb, you better tell them about me. I said, all right. Okay, I'll tell them. It had to be a transition in your life. Because if you was what you was yesterday, if you had now, you're not. That hurt for me to say that, don't it? If you was what you was yesterday, now, you're not. Boy, that's hard. That's hard, baby. Let me see something. Yeah, you saved, yeah. You saved. She saved. I remember I did that 20 years ago. We'll be on the ground battling. My Lord, my Lord. Lord, he made a change, y'all. Consider what he went through, y'all. I'm talking about Jesus. Consider what he went through. I'm just a little human here, but Jesus went through something. Wasn't just no tap on no shoulder. He went through something. He suffered. He died in our stead. Set us free. Look what he said. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. God help us. Blood was gushing out of Jesus. Just gushing out. He ain't say a word. Slapping him, talking about him, misusing, abusing. Even when he went sit down and talk to Mary Magdalene, you know what they were saying? Now, he supposed to be the king. Look, he's sitting over there with that. I ain't going to say it. Huh? That's what they were saying about Jesus, saving the whole world. A girl, one of them stripper girls can come in here right now. Listen to me good. I'm going to show you what a church, we need to get out of this foolishness. Every weight and sin that's thus so easily beset us. A stripper can come in here right now. And of course, I got my glasses on. And if I look at her, just like you looking at her, first thing you're going to say, Rev, you ain't got no business looking at her. Well, she in here. Where I'm supposed to look? Where I'm supposed to look at her? You looking too. You wouldn't know she was in here if you wasn't looking. I should be strong enough with Christ living inside of me to look at her, to salute her, and say, Usher, would you lead her to a seat? And go on and do what I'm doing now. It shouldn't pull me off course. Jesus went through all of that. Never pull him off course. But we got too much of that, so God's going to fix it. No, 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 no. Since Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, we got to fix it. We got to fix it. We're putting all them burdens on Jesus. He ain't doing none of them. We got to fix that. That's according to the word of God. We got to fix everything on this earth. We got to fix it. Now, that's a quick alibi to get over when you say the Lord's going to fix it. He don't fix it anymore. He's been fixed it. Over 2,000 and some years ago, he fixed it. He ain't going to refix nothing. And let me give you this free. The only refixing he had to do since the beginning is us, mankind. That's the only refixing he ever did. Everything else fell in line. But us, the one made like him and looked like him, he had to redo us. That's amazing. We got all intelligence and everything. We smart. We drew the alphabets up and all that. He had to come refix us. God help us, y'all. We ain't shed no blood like him. Some of us dare to die. When things come up, we'll get out the way. We scared and keep them living, scared in front of the church. We'll say, the Lord won't fix it. I gave it to Jesus. How you going to give something to Jesus? Hey, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. See, we got to live this life right here now. Not Abraham, not Isaac, not Paul, not Peter. This our time to govern. This our time to walk in Christ. Not Paul. This our time, y'all. That stuff about ain't he good? Everybody in here know he good. Let's do something prosperous now. Do something to please him now. Do something to secure ourselves in him, that when he do come back, we're going to go back with him. Help us, Lord. And ye have forgotten, help us, Lord. We ain't going to hold you too much long, but I know how hard it is. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto babes. God, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We forgot. Do we know how to dress people today? Huh? Do we know how to dress people when we speak to them, whether they're out of line or not? Do we know how to address them? Because they did me wrong. I'm going to show them something. You wank you don't know who you're fooling with. No, we got to do it like Jesus said. You don't like me, I'm going to come hug you. It don't matter with me what you do. I got my defense weapon already, the word of God. I throw that on you. Sweetheart. She'd have slapped me, I would just slap. I'm still going to say you're the beautiful person in here. What am I going to try and find stuff on her for? That's the devil in me then. I want to show the good that's in her. If I can't show the good in her, I ain't got no business up here. That's my job, to show good things in you. And by showing you good things, you'll see the bad things. You don't have to tell me when I mess up. There's a little spirit in me, a great big old spirit in me, brother. It always reminds me, before you ever know it. It reminds me what I did wrong or what I said wrong. If your spirit condemn you, you wrong. If it don't condemn you, you keep going. Jesus keep on telling us who we are, and man keep telling us who we are, and we believe man rather than God. That's bad business. See, if you've forgotten your exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, watch this. Watch this now. See, is anybody in here guilty? If you are, we'll change from the day. We're going to get it in order from this day forward. I declare it in my life. I'm going to get it in order this day forward. Look what it says. Despise not thou the chastisement of the Lord. Good God Almighty. Don't despise when God allow somebody to whoop your tail. I ain't talking about physical fighting now. I'm talking to the devil amplifying your life. And he caused a little things to come up on you that you did, you paying for now because you wouldn't repent and turn from it. Now you're getting chastised a little, and stop getting mad and poking your mouth out. And go and accept it like Jesus did. He did no wrong. But he accepted. He said, don't despise chastising. Lania always start in trouble. We got children. Hear me now. We got children in our homes and our families. Now y'all hold on to your seat. When they little babies, oh, he's so cute. Bring them to church, they keep noise. Y'all listen now, somebody guilty. They keep noise, they run all over the church. The ushers catch hell trying to keep up with them. Listen at me good. Time somebody to pull them over and say, keep your hand off my child. We the family of Christ.
She's not trying to hurt nobody. She's trying to get them straight for this life that we live in. Don't put your hand on my child no more. I'll whip my own child. That's way out of line. When I came up, y'all helped me. We're almost through. I know I'm talking here. I know I'm talking, but I'm telling you the truth. It's right here before your eyes. When I come up, and the same thing was for me, should be for you today. When I come up, I couldn't, from one end of the street to the other end of the street, if I walk out of line in at all, everybody on the street will get hold of me. And what I thank God for that, because I told him many times, I said, yes, ma'am, you with me. Don't tell mother. Because if my mother get hold to it, she's trying to kill me. And I'll be telling her, I ain't going to do it no more. She said, I know. After I finish, but you sure won't. We despise chastising. Y'all know I'm right. I may have to run out of here when I finish, but I'm right. We don't want you to tell our children nothing no more. The teachers can't tell them nothing. The coaches can't tell them nothing. Then, before you know it, they're in trouble. But if you got that belt and put on them the proper way, they'll be good children now. We despise chastisement. It's in the book. Everything you can think of is in the book. The children talk back to the parents now? Mama, I ain't doing nothing. I don't want that. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Children do that, do you? You go wait 3 hours over that hot stove. You fix that child plate. I don't want that. They'll throw it on the floor. Push it on the off the table on the floor. And all you do is go get the dustpan that they say the dustpan and start cleaning it up and say, hey, baby, okay, baby, I'm going to fix you. What you want, sugar? You just made your first mistake there. They eat what you got or don't eat nothing at all. You hear me? The Lord never gave me, told me to, okay, baby. He told me this is what you eat or else. That's what I had to eat. What no else? I had to eat that. This is what God wants us to look at, even this day. See, this is the history book of the Old Testament, y'all. It's teaching us about the history of our life. It say, my son, despise not thou chastisement of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. When somebody gets you, you get all puffed up. I never will forget this. Mother whooped me, and I was kind of mad because I didn't do it, but she whooped me anyway. And I was kind of, you know how we get sometimes, put air in our chest or something. She said, you got a problem? I said, no, ma'am. Mm-mm. You better get that air out. It's just a yes. That's the way it need to be right now. The old covenant, if we're an Old Testament church, preaching church, or a person that loved Old Testament, that it got so many thou shalt not sin, now you ought to be sick now. Don't lie, don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery, and all these things in there. Then we're scared of that. That's the Old Testament. That ain't no good today. He said, I came not to change the law, but to fulfill the law. Everything God gave was good for all of us. We just had to obey it and put ourselves within it. And then we'd have been blessed of God like he say we should be blessed of him. We almost through. We almost through. It's hard to really let us see ourselves sometimes because we always seen Moses now. Lord don't want us to see Moses no more. Want to see yourself. I got to see myself. I can't come tell you all this foolishness if I ain't seen myself. Children today, they tell the parents what to do. This is a new age now. That's what all of them tell me all the time. You old-fashioned rib. But why are we fighting Abraham? He older than me, huh? Huh? Why are we talking about Moses? He older than me, too. And he gone. I'm still here with you. I think Paul said something about it'll be better if I was with the Lord right now. It's much better. But God got me here now to help you. And you should be able to appreciate my help here with you. It's hard. Let me go ahead and finish this. They just put one preacher out this week, I guess. God help us, Jesus. Smith shouldn't have said that. I'm telling the truth, brother, guys, you like it or not. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens. I told y'all a little while back, I was coming listening to the guy on radio, and he was talking about abusing people. Tom Journey. Y'all listen to that. Stop playing like you don't listen to the radio. Tom Journey. And he was saying that this, God told us to love these women and be nice to them. But, and he said this, that he said, lady called in and said, well, say, I've been married 44 years. And if my husband don't come home and whoop me, listen good now, I want you to hear this. She said, I've been married 44 years. If my husband don't come home and whoop me, I figure he's looking somewhere else. That's the way y'all think? Oh, okay. Praise the Lord then. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. Praise the Lord. In other words, let's close this out. It says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chastened and scourged every son whom he received. You don't care nothing about you. Y'all didn't hear that. If the Lord don't chastise you, don't care nothing about you. We got to love thy neighbor as thyself. Got to love one another as we love God. How in the world are you going to love God? Lord help me. How in the world are you going to love God and don't love me? Pastor, don't say that. How you going to love God, y'all, and don't love me? How you going to love God and don't love all these ministers and these brothers and things here today? How you going to love God and don't believe that you're supposed to chastise? We're supposed to be chastised. God chastised us himself. We, in the first John, I believe it's third John or second John, the Bible tells us, say, we're supposed to get things in order in the pastor now. You're not supposed to whoop the pastor. God, the only one supposed to chastise the pastor. And church folks don't know that today, do they? They put more pressure on a pastor and tell a pastor what to do. And anybody ever seen this life? And the only one supposed to take care of the pastor is God. And now today, the deacons whoop the pastor. The stewards whoop the pastor. The choir whoop the pastor. Lord, help us, Jesus. What this world is coming to. Maybe somebody today desiring their heart to come to Jesus. You want to come to Jesus? You want to be happy in the Lord? You want to be where you feel good, where you're comfortable at? The only way I can find comfortable is in Christ Jesus. It's your choice now to make Jesus your choice. If you're here, we're going to ask you to come. Give your life to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith right now. I know he is. He done it all for me and you.
When the world
that one today
seem cold,
tell him I say it's not a
and your friend
issue. It's a Christian issue.
Up here.
Jesus never talked about no white people, no black people. He talked about people.
Someone who cares.
The chosen people. We need to give our life to Jesus right now.
When the tears get in your eyes and your heart bleeds.
Yeah.
Please inside. There is someone.
He's able right now.
Someone who cares. for you.
Right now, he's able.
He'll come down from the sky.
Yes, he will.
Oh,
he'll
have
to take a moment. One moment. One moment.
From your weeping eyes.
One moment is all it takes.
We are his children. And I know he cares for you.
Y'all pray with me here.
Who's someone who cares? Oh, someone to share.
Lord Jesus, Lord
Jesus. Oh, hope your trouble.
Your trouble, Lord.
Like no other will do.
Yeah.
And I know he cares for you. I don't know about you today. I know the Lord cares for me. And I know he's not selfish.
Say it, son.
And I know he loves you too. But every now and then, you need to go off by yourself.
Someone
who cares, oh, someone to share.
Yeah, yeah.
All of your trouble, like no other will do. And this morning, yeah, he'll come down from the sky. From your weeping eyes, we are his children, and I know he cares for you.
Say it, sir.
Someone to share,
yeah,
all of my trouble,
like
no other can do. Let me tell you what he did for me. He come down,
yeah,
from the sky, yeah. Oh, he'll wipe tears. I know he'll do it. From my weeping eyes, I know I'm his child, and I know he cares.
Yeah,
I know he cares.
He cares.
I know he cares.
He cares.
I know he cares.
He cares.
For me, I've got
someone
to care. Lord, I've got someone to share all of my trouble, like
no other.
Wipe tears from your eyes. I know I'm his child. I know he cares. The Lord 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 cares.
My Lord, that's all right, sir. It's all right. Bless you, my dear.
It's a prayer for her and her family.
Yes.
surgery. Mm-hmm. You had surgery.
A long time ago.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, we come before your presence even now. We thank you, Lord, for what all you've done in our life. Thank you for bringing us to this place this day. Thank you, God, for allowing her to come forth, not just for self, but for family. We come now asking, Lord, merciful and compassionate, look on her right now. Bless home, bless family, Father. Bless all the descendants, even of deceased. Comfort her heart, dear God. Let her realize, even right now, that you're always there, Lord, and that you care for her in spite of all that people say, even things that they do. You still care, Lord. Comfort her now, Father. You told us don't let our heart be troubled, but believe in you, Lord. And whatever we ask according to your will, it'll be done. Even now. Father, I thank you right now. I praise you. I honor you, dear God, with all substance, dear God. Look into the heart, Father, the mind, the spirit of this thy sister, Father. Comfort her heart now. Comfort her, Lord. She needs your comfort, Lord. She needs your comfort, Lord. Let her not be weary when she's done well, Father. But, Lord, let her look to the hill that whence cometh her help, relying that the help that she needs coming from thee. Comfort now. Comfort. Comfort, Lord. You're God all by yourself, Father. And I know you can, if anybody. Help her down. Help her, Lord. Help her. Help her, Jesus. Help her, Jesus. Bless her. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Yeah, bless her. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless. 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 Bless, Lord. Bless. Bless Jesus. My God, my God, my God. All right, look at my son. Stand up, son. My God. My God, my God. What God can't do, can't be done. This, my brother, I used to call him my son, has come before us to be a part of this fellowship. He want to be a member of this church through Christian experience. And I thank God that we never had to vote for nobody, but we might have not made it in. But I thank God for his mercy, his peace, his love that he's shown for all of us.